Of the some 130 Brazos Valley veterans I've had the honor to meet and tell their story, Durwood Lewis was memorable for sure. Raised in Somerville, A&M class in 1960, he initially washed out of pilot school and so became a navigator, serving on C-135s and eventually flew with a group of hurricane hunters, and that brought plenty of harrowing stories for sure. But the fact is, he became kind of bored with all that, didn't think that that's what he was supposed to do.
One day I walked out of the squadron, and I've been there 2.5 years, and I was flying 110 hours a month, every month. I was just tired, and I was gone all the time. And one day I walked out of the squadron, and there was two fighters sitting out on the ramp, and I was just kidding with somebody. I said, wonder how you get in those things. And whoever I was with said, well, you gotta be crazy. I said, well, I qualify. I went back in the squadron and I made a telephone. I was in Military Airlift Command. I called Military Airlift Command Personnel Headquarters and I said, how do you get in F-4s? And the guy said, oh, we're looking for guys. And I said, well, I'm your man. And they said, you know, change your dream sheet. I don't know if anybody's talked about the dream sheet, but that's what you wanna do. Yeah. And you know, what your career goals are and all that. They said, you know, fill it out, put that on there that you're volunteering, and send it to us. So I did.
Sadly, about that time, Durwood Lewis, his brother, died. And when he was home for the funeral, he had received a call back to his home that he was to report for training. 6 months of training to fly not any aircraft, but yep, the F-4, the Phantom. And after his training, they asked him what he wanted to do. He said, I want to go to Vietnam.
Most of my missions in North Vietnam were, we flew as escort. We would escort the bombers, the guys that were dropping bombs. We also flew, I flew a lot of bombing missions myself. We flew, I flew some CAP, Combat Air Patrol missions. That was mainly what we flew in North Vietnam. But I did a lot of bombing in Cambodia, well, not a lot in Cambodia, but some. A lot of bombing in Laos and South Vietnam. I was there when the spring offensive started in 72, in April of 72.
Sometimes it's difficult to get Vietnam veterans to talk about their story, talk about their experiences in Vietnam. But I did get Durwood Lewis to tell me about his participation in a rescue that was depicted in 1988 in a movie called Bat 21, starring Gene Hackman and Danny Glover.
Colonel Hamlin was down for I forget how many days in North Vietnam. He was 50 years old. The Air Force and the Army lost, I think 13 or 14 men were killed trying to get him out. And they finally got him out. A Navy SEAL swam up a river and got him out. And I think he got a Medal of Honor for it, I'm not sure. I flew up a couple of those missions up there trying to get him out of there.
Durwood Lewis, one of our veterans. And that's always a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.